Hi guys, we back again with avec un autre épisode. Nous pas c'est Cole
et M c'est Gonel.
Jodi a nous gen un monde spécial avec nous, Nika et tout.
Hi.
Welcome Nika. All right. So jodi a nous gen un petit topic bien easy que pas bien easy, qui ca un petit genre, un quand
just tricky.
It's going one way or another.
Okay. Que nous pas parler de lui. Qui c'est un topic que me pensais que pile mon intérêt c'est la donne on s'am tout so so penser du pas parler de topic la sense ou c'est un monde qui t'a porté idea.
Yeah, you brought the idea.
So honestly the topic is relationships within COVID-19 aka the Rona. You know,
so what's been happening is that divorce rates went up. People are breaking up. Come see why. So tout le monde ka connaît why, because people are spending more time now.
Yeah.
So get well,
you're looking at it as more time in regards to marriage, but in relationships, if you're not living with a person, that's time alone.
So, yeah. Okay, so relationships, so people are breaking up even if they're not living together?
So it's not so much that they're breaking up, the cheating has increased.
Okay, so we spoke about that before we even started. Like, you, people are virtually cheating.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that doesn't make any sense. You
but
know?
Wait, you can't say it doesn't
okay,
make
okay.
sense.
Okay, okay. Sorry, porn. I apologize. Like you can actually cheat virtually.
Yeah. It's like watching porn. Is it like watching porn?
No, I wouldn't even say it's like watching porn. The way I see it is when you're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go way back when, you know, everyone was first dating and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You guys do know what sexting is, right?
Okay.
When, you know, you're at work or you're somewhere, you want to, you know,
yeah,
get the
yeah.
person you're with a little hot and heated.
It gets a little personal. Yeah, it gets a little personal.
I mean, we can be a little old school because growing up, like, text messages and cameras on the phone was, like, the thing. And now, like, this new generation that you guys have FaceTime, you have the WhatsApp videos, you have Facebook videos.
Zoom RG.
Like, all of
technology
all
is
of that.
Crazy. I mean, technology affects how we.
Okay, let's not blame technology. Technology is like a gun. It's how you use it.
Yeah. It's, how you,
it's how you use it.
Yeah, d'accord.
Problem na, main problème. Après, mon pas côté.
I mean, it's fine. That's why we have
cheating
the podcast.
Cheating virtually. I understand sexting. I understand sexting is not okay. Sexting is cheating. But why is it happening? Why is it happening?
That's some guy points
back. Yeah,
okay,
it's happening for a reason.
It is
and
happening for a reason.
It's not only happening because of COVID.
No, it's happening because opinion pam, okay guys. Opinion qui fait que me penser que la privée, c'est parce que laissez que ou sortir avec un monde. Bon pas sortir ou marier avec un monde. Ou marier un monde ou gain travail ou n'a gain travail pas. Tant que ou faire dans caïla, quand ou faire dans caïla à monde là minime. C'est entrer, venir travailler, après ça,
font notre. Regular work week, c'est 40 hours. 40 hours. So you out 40 hours, the person is out 40 hours.
L'entrée, dîner, manger, font y parler, I was working all that stuff. And then après ça, you go to bed.
You squeeze in a little boom, boom, bang, bang.
Yeah, and then you out the door. You know, you out the door. But now, Baz. Mon 24/7 dans mes jours. Ça me doula.
Boom boom bang bang yo.
Boom boom bang on monte.
C'est ou bien you with it ou bien yo that I know. That
okay,
I know.
So
get
it. Mais c'est ça qui vient. So get plus in the mix. So
on pense que vient plus conversation que fait. Get plus comme si different mindset, comme si get plus.
Ou bien ouais des fois mon, ou bien ouais des fois, ou bien ouais quelques des fois, ou bien ouais quelques bon bagay. C'est là you adjusting, you seeing exactly who you dating for sure cuz gon dicton, gon saying, African, a Nigerian saying, mbi e ki jow di lan anglais, but it technically say that. Le gen gwo van, tout bouda pou l'expose. Wè gwo van la, se ko na.
Wè,
tout bouda pou
l'expose.
Yo, shout out to B. Yo, shout out to Biola. Biola tek toujou di msa an anglais, e mgo, wè le gen gwo van, table di ko na, se li gwo van.
Yeah, yeah.
Bouda pou l'an, se relation. Bouda pou ki expose a, c'est tout mauvais bagay ki ka impacté en relation. And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Ou vin a passe plus temps avec moun nan. Boom, boom, bang, bang, ou di,
baby boom, too.
Exactly, comme si communication, ou vin réalise, c'est pas tout le monde qui compte communiquer. Ou vin réalise, c'est pas tout le monde qui a abordé quelques sujets que vous dit, oh, we have time, let's talk about that. Et vous dit, like, nah.
Conversation de pique ou avant.
You mean we have less to talk about, but let's throw in the mix of not only you have people who are dating that are living together. Mm-hmm. That's group A, right? Group B, you have people who are dating who are not living together. Mm-hmm. Within group B, you have those people who are in the beginning of their relationship, mm-hmm. they were clingers. Then you have those people who didn't realize that after not spending X amount of time with the person they're dating, mm-hmm. they become clingers. It's like that attachment thing is, well, I haven't seen you. What are you doing? If you're not talking to me 24/7, who are you talking to? Type of aspect, okay? Yeah. Then you have group C, the married people. Mm-hmm. You have those who are both working because they're both considered essential workers. Mm-hmm. And you have group D, which are also married people, where you either have one person who's working, the other person who's home, and then you have the others who both married people are working. Either they're working from home or they're both out. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that the other group, where both married people are both working, it's Corona's not really affecting them that much. Yes,
because
their life is still going on. The only difference is you're not going to the club. Yeah. You're not going to friend's house.
Nobody realizes combien. Even if you're working 40 hours as an essential worker, even go pile tout le monde. Because what was going on with nobody realizes what things we used to do other than work.
Yeah.
You did things together, you did things separate. Exactly. So now that everything's kind of shut down, you really can't go to your friend's house going to the bar, you're not going, even the minute things as going out to dinner for date nights, that's a dub.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. Yeah. If you are eating out, it's takeout.
Yeah, takeout.
You're taking it, you're ordering it, it's coming in. Or you go pick it up and you bring it back home. So you do, in a sense, still have more time with that person one-on-one. But overall, if you're either taking all those groups and you're either split into two.
Yeah.
More time than you've ever spent with the person, or more time that you haven't spent with that person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have that, I need to fill a void, or that void that was empty has overfloweth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're at your wit's end mm-hmm. with that person, like, shit.
Yeah, but so get to back yourself, but so you have to think about that, because you're right. Lop, kon y'a la gen de moun, gen, ou di tout kategori, but gen de moun, nan mouman, they feel like they're spending too much time
mm-hmm.
together. Gen de moun too, they, let's use their time
mm-hmm.
to do something together. But kon sa tou, se, now you figuring out, oh, maybe I don't like to spend too much time together. Like,
I mean, almost 3 months in.
Yeah.
We're almost 3 months
in. And we just at the beginning. Here's the crazy part about it. We just started. We're just getting started. Come see, we're 3 months in. Nuka for 18 months in this.
Oh,
but so
it's kind of like 3 months in. In the beginning, you kind of like restarted your whole relationship. Again, talking about the people who are doing things more, like they're spending more time together. You've kind of restarted your honeymoon phase. So it's like, oh my gosh, we haven't had so much time together. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's be a family, this, that, and third. And then you're reminded of what ticks you off about that person.
Yeah.
Now you have those buttons that are being pushed 24/7.
Because the problem is not activity, you know? The problem is behavior.
Yes.
It's behavior. And probably you can't get cut it out with me, but you can't jump way.
Exactement, comme si gonse.
Wow.
Yeah, exactement. Gonse le petit bagay comme si ou te ka konn moun nan en général, but gonse le petit bagay deep in kwa pwè. Comme si lè se moun nan kounya la, li te konn mete souliers sa bò, sa konn mete souliers pou nan
mitan. It's a
lot of things. Why do I feel like you're speaking from experience?
So bagay comme si ou men.
Sure.
Wait, let's get on the mic. We do have a people guest. Behind, yeah, we have an audience right now.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, oui.
Behind the camera, you guys, Gunnel and Nika, you both are essential hookers. So is Yuka, but since your significant other is not there, I'll kick you out. You two, Do you feel like the COVID-19 has like challenged your trust in each other? Because a lot of couples, based on the stats, mm-hmm. it happens. Essential workers have been doing, you know, a little something, something.
Outside of their relationship.
Outside of the relationship.
And now it's like creating, you know, the fact that there's a virus, like people are like feeling, oh, you were already not like faithful, whatever mm-hmm. what. Now you're going to bring something home. Do you guys feel like it has been a thing or you don't think it's actually a thing?
Do you want to take the lead?
Go ahead.
Okay. For me personally, mm-hmm. I knew who I married. My husband, Ganel, and I have been friends years before we got married. So I know the difference. I know the single Ganel. I know the relationship Ganel. And now I've learned the married Ganel.
Savage Ganel.
You know what? I'm not even going to comment on the savages. If we want to talk about savagery, we can... So, I cannot say that married Barnika, married Nika and Garnell would be this, the response would be the same if we were dating Nika and Garnell. But since we are married Nika and Garnell, I will tell you, COVID hasn't changed my trust issues or lack of issues, I should say, honestly, in regards to our marriage.
Yeah.
I think that we're pretty open. Me, I know for facts, I'm very transparent. I can't hold anything, and that's just who I am. What you see is what you get, you know? Maybe that situation comes about for people working in hospitals more so.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in a hospital, and I will say, not that the education field is any different, but in the hospital, you do see more nurses and doctors or LPNs or nursing assistants mm-hmm. forming more relationship because you have to remember in the hospital, you're working crazy hours. You can work 3 12-hour shifts back to back to back. Mm-hmm. Your supervisor somewhat becomes more of your family than your actual family. Like your floor
you spend staff, more time in exactly. there. Yeah, you spend more time.
And she's actually right about it. It's not like trust no pap crazy. Going on see comme si quand gien on sait le petit bagage cap vini tant que la discussion a fait plus. Comme si même j'ai remarqué même personnellement c'est que moi gien trust là. But on sait le petit bagage comme si quoi pour qui plus. Par contre ça fait ça. Par contre c'est à cause de
pandemic clan.
Oui, dans relation. Par contre c'est à cause de pandemic clan, but on sait le petit bagage qui pas négatif. But apparaître plus et regarder on va prendre mon na plus on va prendre mon na plus non série de bagages.
But do you those little things, do you if they bother you, do you mention them?
Yes.
Or mentioning them is that something you feel like you shouldn't be doing, or are you mentioning them because you know we're in a relationship, so you should be right if something is not sitting right with me?
Yes, I think I mean j'aime well quoi que relationship now supposed communication supposed open, which is a big word, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Big word.
Communication or open?
Oh my god! Oh, I mean
communication. Well, I think communication and opening is the same.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna way. Say. It should be that.
Obligé, mettez obligé ouvert à mon nom. Comme si que pandemic la pas seulement pandemic la tout even do après ou bien I mean before pandemic obligé ouvert à mon nom de pour comme si.
Eh ben c'est pas même ça. Mon qui pas ouvert. Have a pandemic.
That's
why Buddha put like expose. It's just come see. You were just yeah. That's why you expose right now.
Obligé parler before men sous tes
pandemic la fait obligé parler. Obligé because Munana figure you can't be texting anymore. Yeah. So if you have something to say,
but that's the thing. So like you, I can't remember exactly what it was you asked, but you pick up on things that you may have not seen. And I exactly do think it has something to do with the pandemic because you're spending more time.
Yeah,
more time.
So like, no doubt about that.
For me...
Pandemic, that's a relationship.
C'est vent, petit. Kali Mundapul. Yeah, that's what it is. And that's the best way I can put it. You know, li fo wè tout, se pa mou la, so li fo wè personalite moun.
Yeah.
Li fo wè ki jè moun behave. Yo, I'm on Twitter. I'm really like vocal on Twitter.
Oh, you're very vocal.
And I like it. I'm really vocal on Twitter.
Mou mwa nevi mwa Michel la gèm tout poussi.
I'm really vocal on Twitter. Map wè de se de moun ki gen tonne meyo ka fè de se de comment on subjects. And I'm like, bruh, like,
yeah.
That shows, that shines a bad light on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But ouwe sa ki sa li? Kom si lè moun a pa de pandemic, retourne, reopening, wap ga de comment moun a fè? You're like, yo, probably you didn't understand what was said, or you see personalities in this pandemic. And this pandemic is exposing a lot of characters, a lot of personalities, a lot of bad traits. So it's not even in relationships.
Limit or do expose.
Learning each other more. And it's not, honestly, it's not just in relationships. I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but even in my work, the people I'm working with more hands-on now that departments are like really separated, my colleagues, my staff, I'll say my colleagues, I don't consider my staff as my staff. I see them as equal. I see and understand them more. Like, I see...
Because you're being vulnerable.
You know what I mean? So, like, for example... Exactly. You have conversations that you probably didn't have time to have conversations
about. Exactly.
You know, political conversations. Even something as simple as wearing a mask.
That tells you a lot.
It's like it's that's why I think that this thing actually en même temps côté la frappe en pile monate en même temps tout la baron leçon.
Yeah, it's a lesson.
La bon belle leçon gosse le monde, living for apprécier monde, living for comme si que yo moun ki around nous ou par contre qui le pour elle encore.
Pandemic, it's just I'm gonna do like exposing, like being ass out doesn't mean a bad thing if you have a nice ass. What I'm saying, Zulan, 20 minutes passed and expose your ass. If you have a nice ass, bro, let's get it. C'est ça mon toi, c'est pour mon toi qui ça. Second belle personnalité, if you know how to self-reflect, you can work on yourself and be a better person.
Yeah.
But if your ass is dirty...
So I gotta ask a quick question, babe. How's my ass? Wow.
Napkota.
Listen. Nah, but that's what it is. In pandemic, even work, like you said... self-reflect, like, personally, like, super katraye sou tete, super, pou ke tonne moun pou ka gade tete, pou di, ok, men ki sa mde bezon fè, men ki sa mde bezon akompli, let's work on it.
Yeah.
Financially, you can work on that. Kom si, e sa mabdou, pandemic la meton nan situasyon, si ou pa gen gon on baz, financially, on baz, on sort de pattern, on sort de kom si edukasyon pou kont ki jan pou jere budget ou, right now, it's either going to break you or going to make you sit down and make it happen.
Oh, even better.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you bring up finances, right? The divorce rates since the pandemic started has increased 40%.
Yeah.
And that's based on financing. Not really so much, but it has to do with people getting laid off.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with... You know, sometimes you have, you know, marriages where the wife is working, like living at home. It's a stay-at-home mom or wife, and they're dependent on one person's a paycheck. And there's some people aren't getting laid off. They're getting their hours are being cut. So now their finances change. Or you really see how much someone is spending.
Yeah,
use
that's crazy. It's like you have time. That's
being exposed to all of these, then you also have, in regards to the divorce rate, again, you have the people being exposed for cheating, and you actually get to really learn who you're with. It's not even relationship like in regards to boyfriend and girlfriend, but sometimes. In a marriage, you go through so much motion and movement, and even with being married, you evolve.
Same with a relationship.
You're constantly evolving. People are constantly changing and growing. Sometimes
pay more attention to stuff.
Yeah.
Who's talking about cheating? But move on to parenthesis. How, okay. let's go into cheating. Mm-hmm. How is the cheating happening right now? How do people cheat right now with a pandemic that you can get 6 feet, 5 feet away from someone?
How do people cheat like that?
Yeah, how are people getting divorced because of cheating right now?
Momjou, mwen pat konen te gen divorce. Mwen pat konen ki divorce da fet ap.
Tap monte
kon sa.
Yeah, divorce rate lan.
Cheating nou what I mean, avek internet, mwen sa mjou la, kom si komunikasyon, mwen takoul de dira, mwen kap actually flirt. Mwen sa mjou la, gen sa yon mwen ki pat gen anken ide ke ou tap ou gon madame ou bi yon mari ki sou internet border ki aktuelman ap kom si ap file
moun. So moun sa ou nan relasyon, they cheating outside,
pa bien ke cheating nan pa selman kontak fizik ou bien si pale, li emotional.
I personally, honestly, I think I would be more hurt if I was cheated on because the person was more emotionally connected.
That's what it is. Yeah, of course. Come see that's if we get to that point where you have that bond with that person, it's worse because you had time to build that relationship, to build that bond.
But they were not giving an emotion too.
That's done. You lost the person.
Emosyon, depi moun nan gete rive nan kat kote ke li pa nan emosyon avon kon la, kom si share emosyon avek kon lop moun. Oh yeah, that's it.
Because at that point, you're now having conversations with someone else that you should be having with me.
Here's my thing though. Mwen deja konen gen dwe goup moun gen. They looking outside is it because they can't find something at home? Or they just have that, kom si, nan zoyo ke they have to cheat? Because cheating comes from a place.
Yeah.
Yo toujou ap di map advocate pou moun kap cheat. Nah. Yo baz. Ou palwe vou mwa di maten ou tou wal cheat.
So thank it you. Comes
but
from...
This is a big thing you said.
Yo, kom si... Kom si, nou ka di map defen cheating ou moun... Ou kom si bagay sa... No. I know what it takes to cheat. Mm-hmm. But I know the amount of work it takes to cheat. I know how to cheat.
But
cheat doesn't take 24 hours. Cheat is a freaking work. It's work.
You kind of have to realize that cheating comes, like you said, it doesn't happen overnight. Cheating comes from way
it's from it comes before. From a place.
It comes from a place. And for boys, again, so one of my degrees is in psychology.
Okay.
When it comes to men, cheating comes from what they've seen from their dad. So, or the male figure in their life.
That's
it doesn't
one
have
of
to
them.
Be. No. So let me give an example. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can have a father, or if your father isn't as fatherly figured in your life, it's an uncle or someone, and they can tell you how much they love your mom, example, your dad, or try to tell you how much you should respect the female that you're with. And then, let's paint the picture. You're in the car. They finish telling you, you're supposed to respect women. When you get a wife, you know, that's who you love, this, that, and the third, the mother, your child, or X, Y, and Z. And then 3 seconds later, they roll their window down, and they catcall to someone.
Okay.
They've now have shown you that you can love somebody unconditionally, but you can also
look for
flirt.
Something. Yeah.
Exactly. You outside. Can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah.
That plants the seed of cheating. But that's the most
important. I get that. Listen, man, I'm in my late 20s. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I decide to cheat right now, it's because... Badi, I'm not dismissing your point. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Come see, that's how cheating started.
Yeah.
But when you start cheating, you find new ways.
You
to
do.
Cheat.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. We'll develop a pop skills. Mm-hmm.
Cheating evolves.
My skills are impeccable.
I'm not gonna lie. So I have uncles who have got caught due to cheating, and I'm looking at them like, bro, like, if I knew you were cheating and I knew you were doing X, Y, Z, I would have told you, no, this is what you need to do.
You see, cheating evolves. Cheating is something different.
It's like a job.
But here's the thing. Cheating at this moment, na pale de cheating and coronavirus, parce que pas oublier, gopil ba ki entre en ligne de compte. Ou pa ka wè moun, ou pa ka
rekote la bon. You're wrong.
No, 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 I know. Si so, pou ni apou moun vin jwè nou fason ou cheat kanmen virtually, so, goun bagay ki pou pousou la. No, 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 goun bagay ki pou pousou la.
Have you seen, have you seen the Netflix?
Mwen kou yi dout bè. Mwen suspè ke, mè ki sa ki vreman ka an repons, pou so ap di, people get tired of people. Li ka rivon kote ke yo bode, ou te la bode, ou reman moun mari a moun nan, but de fak ko vin fè tout an sa moun nan, ou di, shit, se moun sa mde mari avèl, men, get! I need a break!
Yeah, I get that, I get that.
I need a break, bro, bi la li kon sa. I need a break, you know?
So, there's a saying. So,
I'm saying that to pou mdi, like, relationship, nipot relationship, like, family, relationship in general, it's a 24-7 job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second you... C'est ça un peu moun pa comprenne.
But okay,
oh, you can't have fast relationships.
No, you can't.
Relationship
yeah.
You can't. You can't have fast relationship. It's either you with it or you're not. And lo avec un moun ki konon bien, I can peep when you're not.
But here's the thing. Mbap di job. Se job la man de tok
moun son bagay.
No, it is a job. It is a job. Okay, dim so bal dim no. Okay.
Mbap di sa mbap di job. Sim di job, ki joun reme job.
Some people love, I love my job. Let me tell you.
Est-ce que job, est-ce job ou pas stressant des fois?
Sometimes, yeah. But okay. It's also fun.
Okay, no, and that
is part of the job.
It gets cons and it's supposed to.
Nka ronna sambal dia, but même mba wè comme si vraiment as a job, mwè comme si que, you know, it's fun.
Mwè comme
si fun. That's a job.
Mwè comme si que, you know what, si mfè simple relationship, mwè has something ki on job parce que m'a dit on ça que ket, man, là la stressé mais c'est que fun about it mais c'est que fun about relationship là c'est plus comme si diversity gain là-dedans qui genre que yo jodi a comme si que jodi a nous ca content et demain
fâché
nous retrouver nous en fait
so let me ask you a question
nous ca nous ca même
no ou pas wrong yeah
let me ask you a question and this is just getting a little personal
of course.
No. It's not, of course. I'm not throwing any shade.
No, I have no problem with that. Let's go.
How many times have we spoken on the phone or I've gotten a phone call from one of your coworkers because you guys have this thing called man power and woman power?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys not having fun at that moment?
Yeah, true. We are.
And then you have days where you know you have a patient that's coming back or you just know, okay, today is Tuesday,
crazy,
yeah. And
this guy is going to act up. It's like it's a 24/7, but the difference between a job is you do it 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
A job, a relationship is 24/7. And mbable moun yo pense comme si mbable anke moun pense yo it's not comme si it's literally 24/7.
I mean,
no, it is. It's,
comme si
mbable moun yo pense
ou ka mbable pense ou pral travay as hard 24/7.
Yeah.
But it's a 24/7
job. Yeah.
That's
so
it.
Let me tell you why it is 24/7. Because there's expectations from the person you're with versus your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You may think
your
that...
Your brain is like consistent.
Exactly. Working. You may say, okay, well, this should be suitable because I would be content if I was that person and they were doing this. But then you have to know who the person is. And you're like, okay, well, I know this person is going to want extra. Am I in the mood to do extra? Mm-hmm. Or am I mabdi vag and just say, fuck it?
Yeah.
But... it all comes down to that one saying, new pussy is always better pussy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't literally mean having sex. It just means the conversation is fresh. You may find yourself in a relationship.
It's because it's the hustle that you put behind it.
Yeah. It's
that chase. Let's just go, once you come to the house, gain shit and gain some.
No. Well, mbavle, it's different. When l'APC... ou ka conquer un moun, ou ka laisser flirt avec un moun même sur nos relations, ou ka faire pour plusieurs raisons. Ou ka faire because you're bored at home, ou ka faire because you're looking for that challenge.
But that's where it comes in. That's where the divorce rates are coming in.
Yeah.
You have bored the people home, who are bored. You have the people who are realizing, damn, I thought I was falling out of love with this person, but I really am.
It's not always a bad thing. It's bad because you're in a relationship, but you know when you're not happy in a relationship.
Of course.
Bro, here's the thing. You know when you're not happy in a relationship, and my whole thing is don't relationship again. It's a 24/7 job, and soupa kafel, there's an issue.
Yeah.
And mtuju disa, to go back to what I said, cheating comes from a place.
Go raison.
Pago ke moun mka kopen ke you have trauma that mm-hmm. you haven't dealt with. Mm-hmm. I get that. We all have trauma we haven't dealt with. Coming in a Haitian family, growing up in a Haitian family, is double, triple trauma.
Oh, yeah. We're getting pity day. Yo, you have all types of reasons. Bro, it does all that.
Comme si vilain, it's okay.
It looks like it's okay. We felt like it was okay.
Are we not going back to
No. I know what you're saying. But nous venons au point côté. If we can't, if Mbaka can make them accountable that I know better, I have to do better, mm-hmm. it's always going to be a back and forth. Yeah.
In a relationship, mm-hmm. sometimes when it comes to cheating, knowing better and knowing that you should do better does not fit the equation. And I'm going to tell you why. I can know that this person loves me mm-hmm. and I shouldn't cheat on them and they're not giving me any reason to cheat on them, but I have this thing in me. That little voice in the back of my head.
You're saying, man. Here's like personally. Here's why I say it comes from a place, and I keep and I hold myself accountable for if I'm cheating. Because if I'm cheating, I'm not gonna let you know I'm gonna cheat, but I'll let you know something's wrong.
Yeah.
Some people don't. That's the thing. This is the bad part about it.
It's like yeah. here's why cheating to me it's more than just a knack. Mm-hmm. Cheating to me, it's more than an act, and cheating to me comes from a place. Mm-hmm. Cause lemzu mpawe om wake up on a Tuesday, you go cheat. It's because I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. If I was committed to my relationship, mbara ka fel konsa.
Yeah.
So the second I stop being committed to my relationship, I create time for something different.
Yeah. Do you know what that's called?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's called? That's called maturity. Because someone like you, someone like me, someone like Garnell, when we get to that point that we're going to cheat, we know that we need to just walk away.
Yeah.
But then you get those people who are still living in their prime, no matter how old they are. They can be 60.
And they're like, oh, it's being thrown at me. I gotta play this football. I gotta play catch. I don't even feel like it's needed to have a relationship.
Yeah.
With not that map juge ou bien. Maybe I'm judging. Yes, I'm judging.
Yeah, so, we'll shackle. It's fine.
I'm going to say that because when my tweet is in base, it's either you attend you attend or you don't attend.
Yeah.
I'm always saying large, probably di mature by itself, but it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
If at a certain age you're still doing certain things and you're not focusing on certain mm-hmm. things, there's not a lot to say about that. You know why? Because it's a personal choice at this point. I'm going to
do that every day.
Pussy don't just drop on you.
Yeah.
You keeping it consistent to be out there and putting.
I need to just off of what you said, take it off of the Rona and bring it into. And I can only talk about HMI because I know HMI.
Oh.
So you have your DJs.
You mean HMI?
Yeah. HMI.
We're talking about music now.
Music, yeah. You have your DJs. You have your promoters. And I'm not talking about every DJ. I'm not talking about every promoter. So please, don't come for mm-hmm. me. They like rocks being thrown on them when they're walking the street. I don't. I've got a nice car. I'm just talking about whoever shoe size fits. That's who I'm talking to. You have your people who will sit there and be like, oh, I have this fake fame. Okay? And I say fake fame because you're not Kanye, you're not Oprah. Mm-hmm. You are just in a circle, in a community, in a bubble. Okay? Yeah. And you meet someone, and then you go, oh, I'm not going to look for a relationship, da, da. And that's cool. Some people are not made for relationships. If you know who you are and you haven't, you haven't got to that point in your life where you're content with just being with one person, be real. Yeah. I respect that. Mm-hmm. But don't do it because you know that you've got pussy being thrown at you.
Yeah. Because you're in the HMI.
The HMI. Your favorite.
No, listen. You see, je moun sa auto, c'est pas je de moun mette en même catégorie. C'est pas question de l'âge. Je me suis dit, moun na sou un certain age. Un certain mindset.
It's not, but again, it, like I said, it comes down to maturity because I know people who are 30 plus in HMI who are still living that same lifestyle.
It's fine. Ouais, m'bral zon bagay. Ouais, même je connais là. On demoiselle quand tu es avec ton monde comme ça, you see what they about, you stay, your choice. On semble dire, m'pas qu'à blâmer les garçons. Pour ça parce que si les gars c'est comme ça, ils décident de vivre la ville, moi je dis, God forbid, knock on wood. Relation ça me dans le cognac, ils vont côté, ils pas marcher. My next relationship will be the quickest relationship. My next talk. Mm-hmm. Phase will be the quickest talk phase because I'm gonna keep it a buck with you because I've been through this shit already.
Yeah.
I've been through like relationship. I've been through years. I've been through living together. I've been through. Mm-hmm. I know what to ask you. You might not understand why I'm asking them.
We'll get the experience.
That I'm a vet or anything, but I know what I'm looking at this point.
Yeah.
So mbapal zoom so muntu. Relation pas marché, that I'm gonna stop dating.
Yeah.
No, but I know how to date. Yeah. I know how to date the wrong way. Uh-huh. I know how to date the good way. Yeah. The right way.
So experience. You know what you're looking for.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Pas vin zim si m'ap cherche, m'kont sa m'ap cherche, there's certain things I'm not gonna put up with.
Mm-hmm.
And, base, même nos conversations, ou ka parle avec un monde, ou est ça déjà? Ou a parle avec un monde, et puis mon a dit un bagage, ou dit, dès une conversation, ça finit.
Yeah.
Parce que ou dit, ou côté mindset, ou
dit, déjà,
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. So, c'est même genre de relation. Ou a parle avec un monde, et puis mon a parle de, et HMI, la parle de le besoin de faire ceci.
Mais non,
comme si, gué de bagage, si c'est ça, moi, cherché.
Yeah.
I'm not the right person for you. Mm-hmm. You might be the right person for someone else, but I'm not the right person. Yeah. I'm not the right person for you because that's not what I'm looking anymore. Yeah. I know beyond that.
Yeah. C'est donc on cap chercher sortir un monde pour family.
But again, this fake fame.
That's fake.
It's
fame.
All pussies being thrown for free club entry. That's $10 for females. So if you can't shell out $10 to go into a club, please contact me. My Instagram is nika.lovehosty. That's nika.lovehosty. And I will cash app you the $10 to get into females night.
Mbalzo lot bagay. Sasso lot tip de pussy. Mbalzo pour ça. Parce que si on moon, si moi décide de get involved avec un moon, that I'm getting pussy because of that, ma pré-avantage de un moon because of ticket program, because de contact, because de bagay sao, that's not a relationship. I'm not looking for a relationship. So don't judge me on that.
That's like, but moun na konen.
But si sa mdou jouzi moun, ou konen, you know what you do. We not, here's my thing.
Nou pa ti moun piti, guys. Nou ti moun piti.
Bro.
But again, so bagay sao, nou konen.
No. When I say nou pa ti moun piti, age might not mean anything, but il y a un large où il veut que moi qu'on ait gagné de bagarre au cardi, on a fort senti que shit,
soit penser qu'on ça
toujours base,
exactement, soit penser qu'on ça toujours à l'aise,
non,
I'm gonna judge you,
pas penser
quoi, doesn't mean that I'm right, but that setup, côté mindset où il y a, bro, I'm
forget about it,
I'm not there anymore, and that's not what I'm looking for, and see if I'm looking,
it's funny,
si I'm looking to pour trip. Of course, I'm going after the easiest pussy.
So, can I give an example?
But
so,
that's not the goal, though.
I'm not going to drop any names because y'all like to
Don't
drop
be
names.
Petty, Nika, please.
I'm not going to be petty. But there's this one guy fake in the HMI. And I say fake, I mean, he's well known in HMI.
Yeah.
But he has dreads. He's light skinned. That's all I'm going to say to you.
No, it's Janice Talapari, guys.
So, oh, no,
Anyone who may not know me, I literally just cut my hair. Mm-hmm. A week ago. So my hair was down my back. Now, I don't know if Haitians have this belief, but I know Americans have this belief that you go and you find people at funerals. I went to a funeral. I went to mourn someone who was very close to me. And this HMI artist decided that he was going to go to the repast, not only make his own section, but try to come and talk to me. And I made it very well known. I'm married.
Oh, but jump to back with something. They put 12 la.
I'm married. You can find elsewhere. And him and his friend's response was, oh, that's even better. I like married women because they cannot try to expose me because they have more to lose than I do. Mind you, he has a wife. Wow. Mind you, he has a wife. Yes.
That is crazy, man. There's some technology I've ever seen for my
Yes. He has a wife and kid. Now, I can give you guys more information on who it is, but unlike these two, like Bumsy, I said, Bumsy, I want to walk the streets.
Yo, son, if that's your pickup line, if that's how you guys... But, monsieur, Bumsy, have that ever worked? Like, a woman like this.
For some women, yes.
You see?
The way it came out so easy.
For me to step to that level, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because if you married,
I reach out to you, if I didn't realize you were married, then I reach out to you, because that's not how I...
Yeah,
that's not how I'm.
That's very disrespectful.
If this is how I reach out to you, udimu married, that's it.
But the crazy part
is,
several people told him before he even came up to me, he went to the people that were sitting at my table that he knew, and they were like, "Yo, Baz, Limayeri, like we are deep into friendship with her husband."
No. You see, like back at all, I. In a relationship as husband and wife,
no, même fâché.
As a husband, ou suppose trust madame ou ap gen reaction ça.
Même fâché.
Ou pas au courant. Non, fâché. ou pas au courant de baye comme ça. Comme si, it's not worth it to me. To me, it's not worth it. En deuxième moment, ouais, je ne bagay ça ou pouve m, comme si, garçon haïtien, m'te met vle, c'est ça comme yo te defend cheater by so, m'pa defend garçon haïtien.
Non, bon dieu.
Parce que garçon haïtien, pile baga autour de garçon haïtien c'est chien, nous travaillons pour ça.
Eh mais, bon dieu.
Nous travaillons pile pour ça, nous travaillons, nous levons faire pour ça.
Bon dieu.
Yo, son, bon oui,
ça me vient ouéma qui tout. C'est que, d'habitude, bon qui rive nan point ça.
Mais c'est garçon général. Gen moun di mante, oh, c'est garçon général.
It is. If you look at it, American, any Caribbean, white, black, we are all the same, but we're just cut in different patterns. We're all made from the same cloth, different patterns.
Moun ki rive nan point pou lop online kon sa, se moun ki vraiment, vraiment pense que c'est bon dieu. Parce que you pense que you gon comme des gars dit ça.
Where did that happen? Online?
No, at a funeral.
Oh, okay. No, because I went to a virtual funeral. But it's about the
news. No. This is
before.
No.
So, moun d'habitude moun ki ka rete pou le zombie comme ça ou bien vin devant pour le zombie comme ça.
That's weak, my nigga. That's weak.
C'est pas ce que de yo gon bagay nan tête comme si m'ka dou. On ka acted
n'importe
quoi. Moi, ça. On s'en doute, non?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I'm going to move on to. So, anyway. Olga, ma chedouza vous même, et ma vie. Et ma vie, et ma vie.
Au coup de mon nom, tu veux.
No, he doesn't know the person personally, but he knows who we're talking about.
Non, non, but it's fine. Ti bagay sa a privé. Ti bagay sa a privé. Ti bagay sa a supposé rivé, you know?
Yeah.
Que on a te dit au bagay, si nek pa checker madame ou.
Ou pon yon bagay.
Yeah, like, the whole thing is being comfortable in your relationship.
By the way, it's a joke. Being, ma gen douze. Mais bon, qu'il
m'a dit pardon. Non. Sur le 12 ou 15, c'est 12 ans. Yo.
I hate you. Listen, yo. I think it's time to wrap it up because honestly, my cup of wine is done. It's
yes. Well, yeah, we spoke about a lot of things and that was good. That was good. And yo, that was weak, my nigga. Like, come back. Oh, yo, try again, man. Try again. Like,
if at first you don't succeed, try.
Don't come
try
back.
Again.
Don't come back, my nigga. Like, fuck.
That was weak. Other guy, guys. Well, apologize you for me. Nabdi, Nika, merci.
Thank you, Nika, for being here. Of course.
Yeah. Well, you guys invite me again.
Yeah, c'est ma dernière fois, Nika.
C'est sûr que Nika, c'est IG là sous dans vidéo. Et je nous connais, c'est Gonel.
Non, pas M. Cole.
Et puis,
des producteurs, c'est Tag. And we had C-Cloud in the house.
C-Cloud.
Thank you, guys.
Merci, guys, Nika.